Hey everybody, welcome to my world. How's your world doing? Is it as crazy as mine? Wow, it's been a crazy week so far, and it's only Wednesday. I can't believe it. Well, welcome to my world right here on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. You can listen to us all the time. I mean, we're worldwide. We broadcast everywhere because we're digital and we are on the internet and we love it. Before we get going, we have to do a disclaimer, you know, the legal stuff that you have to do. Nothing in the show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or information contained in this broadcast, well, hey, and the characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So you want to sit back and relax and chill out. Oh, and tell your friends to join us every Wednesday. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m., bring your snacks, bring your drinks, whatever your beverage is going to be, and sit back and just relax. We're going to have some different things tonight. I'm going to talk about different things. And we've also got some good comedy, too. So get your snacks ready, get your drinks ready, and prop your feet up, and let's get on with it. Hey, we've got shout-outs to do right here on the Trim Radio Network, and we've got the... Of course, big shout out to the Trim Radio Network. And by golly, I have to do that because, hey, if I didn't do a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network, maybe they might keep me. No, they kicked me off the air. Gee whiz. Holy cow. A lot of stuff goes on in the Trim Radio Network, and I'm going to share that with you on the screen. There we go. You can say we cut the bull and we serve the truth right here on trimradio.com. I'll tell you what, we've been doing this for a few years now and having some fun with it. We've got a lot of good shows out there. You can listen now just by clicking on the Listen Now button. You can partner with the Trim Radio Network. You can host a show. Very easy to do. Or you can advertise with Trim Radio. Okay? Now, you can support the station different ways. You can donate money, you can buy advertisements, or you can shop the merchandise. And if you click on shop the merchandise, you're going to see merchandise if the merchandise ever comes up. Well, gee whiz, what's going on here? We have a slow internet tonight? Well, anyhow, you've got a lot of different results. We've got 20 different things that you can buy. Hoodies, ornaments, mugs that change color, the morphing mugs, of course, the money and change mug, the on-air mug. We've got more hoodies, more mugs, hats, and gee whiz, you can earn points for doing that, but also we have another page, and it has mouse pads and the Trim Radio Network 22-ounce vacuum-insulated bottle. Right there it is. You can put your favorite beverage in there. It'll keep cold things cold, hot things hot, and you can take it with you. And I'll tell you what, they're pretty good containers. They're almost indestructible. I said almost. I mean, anything can happen. Oh, we've got network duffel bags now. Wow, you can earn 660 points and 660 points. Is that a double hit? And we've also got our blue hoodies. We've got that. We've got other mouth pads. We have a clock. Hey, Trim Radio Network clock, 440 points. That's what you get for Trim Radio Network official clock. And of course, then we've got t-shirts. Okay. So you can go ahead and shop and buy the merchandise. The money that we get from the merchandise goes directly into pay for the airtime. Airtime is not free. Now, what do we do with the music? Well, I pay for the music license, and that's our BMI license. And I'll tell you what, that thing, we have to have it or we can't play any music. And what you heard today was Leave It to Beaver. And if we didn't have Leave It to Beaver on there, I'll tell you what, we'd have a problem. And BMI music license here is 610-51658. Okay, and you can see that right there. The BMI music license, we have to have that. Wow. Support the show. Buy the merchandise. Tell your friends about us. You know, I've got listeners that I've received responses from Burma, which is now Myanmar. I've had people from India. I've had people from South Africa. I've had people from other parts of Africa, Europe, North America, including my good friends up in Canada. Yeah, I do have a few friends in Canada, believe it or not. And I just don't have any in Iceland. I don't get anything from Iceland. I don't know why. But you want to check out our shows, and I'll tell you what, we've got some really good shows out there. And I'll tell you what, I want to get to the shows because we have some really good shows, and we'll have more coming up here this fall. Of course, we've got the Money and Change Financially Prep Show, and that's going to be every Sunday at 7 p.m., and we are live unless I play a concert. And I only have one more concert to go this summer season. And then in winter, I'll have three Christmas concerts that I know of. So I'll be doing encore editions every time we have to do a concert because I can't be two places at the same time. I don't have a twin. And I think the twin would be an evil twin, I guess. We've got the Offsides College Football Top 25. We've got Slobberknocker Talk. We've got Take Point 22 with Michael Bejas. Check that one out. We've got, of course, My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever every Wednesday. And generally, we are live. I don't have any concerts on Wednesdays. And that's a good thing. So we're live on Wednesdays. And you can listen to us at 8 p.m. every Wednesday. We have Rascala, and he has his Red Pill Reality Show. And the Red Pill Reality Show is at 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturday. And he says you can either take the red pill or the blue pill. And I keep telling Rascala, I want the green pill. And he hasn't given me the green pill yet. Oh, well. I don't know. Maybe he's colorblind. I have no idea. Okay. So anyhow, check out our different shows that we've got. Let's see. We've got other things to talk about. The other shout outs are the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Campus has begun. The students have filled the dormitories, filled the apartments, and they're going to class. And it's a good school. And this year they are merging. Actually, Bluffton University is merging with the University of Findlay. And Bluffton University is a Division III NCAA school. And they are merging with Findlay, which is a NCAA Division II school. You'll have two campuses. And you can take different classes at either campus. Now, the University of Findlay is located in Findlay, Ohio. They have three campuses. One is the Hazardous Materials Campus. The other one happens to be the Equestrian Campus, and they do pre-veterinary studies there. And then also they have the main campus, and those campuses are where you get your bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees. very good programs, very good professors, good facilities, and it's in a great town. Findlay, Ohio is an all-American city. It's got everything that you really need, and I'll tell you what, it's a neat place. So you want to check them out. The University of Findlay at www.findlay, and it's football season there. And I'll tell you what, if you're a senior citizen, yeah, you know, old people about 65 or older, I think you can get in free to the football games. Yeah, free. I know in basketball you can. Over 65, you can get into the basketball games, and I imagine it might be the same for the football teams. Okay? Well, we've got the University of Findlay out of the way, so check it out. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks, they're located in a place called, I believe, Piqua, Ohio. And I'll tell you what, Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks makes some beautiful pens. You can check him out on his Facebook page. And I'll tell you what, if you have a business, college, fraternity or sorority, or a club, or gee whiz, maybe a university or a college, I mean, you want to do a custom pen for your best people or somebody that you want to actually give an award to, contact Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. He does excellent work. Both Michael Bejas and I both have pens from Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks, and they go out of the shop absolutely perfect. They're on a cross pen platform, and I mean, they're nice. They are nice. And Michael Bejas had one made of his, I believe it was a Mustang Cobra that he was building or revamping or remodeling or whatever you want to call it. He was fixing it up. Beautiful paint job. I mean, it was custom, custom, custom. And Phil made a pen. And of course, we buy our stuff from Phil. We don't get anything free. We just buy them from Phil. And he does an excellent job, okay? So check him out, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Also, you know, we have Money and Change, of course, every Sunday, and we talk a lot about finance, what's going on in the world of finance, what are ways to save money, okay, live frugally, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, be able to purify and store water. Make sure you have the clothing for the season. It sounds like a prepper show, but it isn't. We do all kinds of stuff on that show, so you have to listen in every Sunday at 7 p.m. Also, of course, every Wednesday, we've got My World, you know, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And we can talk about anything on this show. But I usually like to have some funny stuff, too. Well, I've got friends on YouTube, believe it or not. Yeah, I do have friends. And, you know, if you're a friend of mine, you're a friend for life, okay? But I have Appalachia's Homestead with Patara, and she talks a lot about the economy and inflation, things on the farm, doing different things. She's a good gal. She's down around the Knoxville, Tennessee area. And I couldn't tell you what county. I don't know if she lives in Knox County or one of the surrounding counties. It's down there and then there are hills. Well, anyhow, she's a good gal. She really is, and she has a good show. Also, Countryside Acres with Aaron Feenstra. And he's in Russia, believe it or not. He's building a house. He wants to build a farm there. And he's an expert home builder, and he's building a home which we call here in the States a stick-built home. In other words, out of wood. And what they have in Russia, I believe, mostly is brick and mortar and cement. Okay, and stone. A lot of people are interested in on how he builds his homes. And he was a home builder in Canada for years. And then the political climate got a little bit too loose in Canada, if you know what I mean. And he decided to come to the States, and then he decided the political climate here isn't the best for his family, because he's basically a very conservative, family-oriented man. And he decided to go to Russia. strange. And everybody there welcomed him with open arms. And he's doing a YouTube series on building the house and basically how they do farming in Russia and how things are manufactured. They go to the different stores. And it's interesting. It really is. So you want to check him out, Countryside Acres. Also, we have the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista, and they're out in the middle of Wisconsin. And I've known them for a few years, and I'll tell you what, they're good people. I wouldn't recommend people if they aren't good people. Also, we have the Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King down in Wiggins, Mississippi. And I'll tell you what, the Deep South Homestead is eventually going to change to Pecan Grove because they're going to move. And they're doing a series now on how they're going to redevelop the land for Pecan Grove. And they now have deer. And I imagine the deer are eating some of the crops. And so we'll check in on them from time to time. Danny doesn't talk about farming all the time. He talks a lot about the economy. He talks a lot about life. And you really have to listen to this guy. He's very, very knowledgeable. Okay? He may sound like he's from Riggins, Mississippi, but he's not dumb. Okay, far from it. Also, we've got the LDS prepper, David Gilmore. He's done over 600 videos on different topics. A couple that I've seen, they're on communication. And you know, I always talk about different things. And one of the things I talk about are GMRS radios. Now, people say, oh, those are just walkie-talkies. Well, the GMRS radios, if I can get it on the screen, there we go. They're great because one license is all you have to get, and it's $35 from the FCC. You apply for it online, give them your credit card, and they'll send you a license. Okay? There's no tests involved. You're not a ham radio operator. But everybody in your family, okay, can use one of these things with that call sign, but they got to behave, okay? So that means if you've got six people in your family, you've got six people that can use this radio. And they each can have a radio, and they can each talk amongst themselves on the different channels. There are 22 channels, and then there are also repeater channels. With this one radio, I can talk from where I live to Dayton, Ohio, which is about 35 miles away. And from that repeater, I can talk 90 miles from there. It's great. I mean, I get a chance to talk to different people different times, okay? But it's good communication. When the telephones go down, when radio stops working for regular radio stations, TV stations, cable, these things come in handy, okay? And this is an Ocean 935G Plus. And it's not a bubble wrap type of radio from Walmart, better known as Wally World around here in Ohio. And what it is, it's very good radio. It even has an FM radio built into it to listen to. If you want to listen to radio stations and stuff, you can listen to train traffic, all kinds of stuff. You just have to learn how to do the programming, which is very simple to do, okay? But they're good radios to have. And I've got a Nagoya 771G antenna, which allows me to get the distance I need to talk to different people, okay? So check them out. And also listen to Dave Gilmore, LDS Prepper. He's out in Idaho, and I've talked to the guy a couple of times. And I'll tell you what. He has a really good show. Every time he puts one up, very factual. One time he set up a network for his relatives up and down the valley, I'll put it that way. And he could talk to up to 60-some miles away without a repeater. And so he knows a lot about different types of farming and growing techniques, different things about life, okay? David Gilmore, LDS Prepper. Also, Patriot Nurse, and that's Rachel, and she's a really smart person. She teaches nursing classes, medical classes, things like that, because, hey, she was a nurse for years in the trauma section. She's knowledgeable. She really is. And she talks a little bit about what's going on in the world, too. So you need to check with her. That's Rachel at Patriot Nurse. Prepper Nurse One with Ed Carswell. He is still building his compound down in West Virginia, tucked in the hills and the hoots and the hollers. And they're building small homes. And they're setting up a, I'll call it a compound. There'll probably be 5 or 6 people living on his farm and in these tiny homes. And it's interesting to see how things are going there. There's also Prepper Princess. That's Amber Stork. You have to listen to Prepper Princess. I'm telling you. She tells you how to save money. And there's another one I want to put up called Living on a Dime with Tara. And she talks about trying to get the most out of everything. And in today's economy and the inflation that's out there, man, I don't know what to think. Things are getting more expensive. Not only is gasoline being up and down in prices, but it's also expensive. You've got other things going on. Your food is getting more expensive. Going out to eat in restaurants is more expensive. And Amber talks about how to save money. And one thing is, I believe she has a lot of solar panels to power up some of her equipment. She buys electricity from a local concern, but she also sells it back to them from the use of the solar devices that she's got. She's very knowledgeable. Very smart lady. And if you want to learn how to save money, check her out. And that's Prepper Princess. Also, we've got Dave Kobler with Southern Prepper One. Dave talks about the economy and other things. He's very knowledgeable. I've known him for probably 15, 16 years. Great guy. We also have a newcomer called The Max, M-A-C apostrophe S. And he talks about a lot of different things. He's down in Eastern Mississippi. So you have to check him out. And if you take a look at our Facebook page, I will have videos there with the Max and different other people there that I recommend. I'm not paid to do these shows. It's obvious. But I'm not paid to do the shows. What I like to do is if I find somebody that's good on the internet in YouTube or another platform such as Rumble or, let's call it just Rumble for right now. I recommend them. I don't make any money. I don't get any kickbacks. I don't want them. So all I want to do is if the word is out there and they're good people, and they've got a good show, then I recommend them, okay? So check them out, The Max. Wow, what a bunch of shout-outs. I mean, one of these days I'm going to have even more shout-outs, and I think I'm just going to do a running post of them because, man, there's just a lot of people that I know, and I like to promote their shows too. So anyhow, guys, of course, you know, we've got our Facebook page. And the Facebook page that we have, I'll tell you what, if I can get the screen to work, all these buttons I got to push. You take a look at our Facebook page, and I've got a list of our shout-outs, and I've got different people listed and things about the University of Findlay, and I recommend it highly. It's a very good school. I've got other people that I know, different things that are there, comical things, crazy things, but it's there, okay? So you want to check it out. That's our Facebook page. All you have to do is just go to Trem Radio and then My World, and a lot of stuff will be there for you. Okay, let's see if I can change things again. Like I said, too many buttons. I'm going to have to work with canceling out some things, trying to make things easier. Okay. You can do your own show. It's very easy to do. But you got to know how to press the daggone buttons. Well, you know, we can talk about different things. And It's politics. What do you think about all the politics going on? I don't know what to think with all these different politicians. It comes up in the fall and it's like, I promise this, I promise that, and they don't do it. They get voted in and they forget what they're doing. If they promise to do something, they ought to do it, right? Now, if I promise you that I would learn to how to press these buttons better, I would do it. It's a learning process. But I was watching TV the other night, and the I'll call it the Democrat Party. I have other words, but all this hoopla, and they really didn't do any votes. It's like, okay, this is the person we're putting up. This is what we're going to do, and go along with it. Did they vote on this person? Did they vote on the who the vice president is going to be for them? Have they ever succeeded at what they've done? It's all this hoopla. I mean, I'm looking at stuff right now. A guy by the name of Waltz is going to be the vice president. Let's see if I can bring up that screen, if I can get it. There we go. Hey, I'm learning how to press buttons. He's ready for his close-up. He's ultra-liberal. How has he run his state? He's a governor. I wonder about that. How good is he? Is he any good? If he isn't any good, then why in the heck is he running? Okay. There was a story that came out today. The FBI investigates how maggots got into it. Oh, there's another ad. Oh my goodness. New York Post. Oh my God. Well, anyhow, it kind of blocks things. I wish they'd just let me do this, but no, I've got ad block. Well, anyhow, guys. Well, so much for them. There was a report that said FBI investigates how maggots got into the DNC breakfast. Well, if I remember right, somebody with that leaning was saying we are going to eat insects and be happy. We'll be broke and be happy. That's strange. You can see the different stuff on Drudge, and I look at all kinds of stuff, whether or not it's Drudge or whatever. I mean, well, I'm looking for financial stuff on Sundays. I'm looking for a lot of information, and I'll tell you what, the Drudge Report has a lot of different links you can go to. Okay, but when they start talking about political things, I don't really get in and talk about politics. Okay. I look at things this way. I'll listen to both sides. And people will say, who are you going to vote for? Who are you going to vote for? And I'll say, I don't know until I walk into that voting booth. And when I go into the booth, I consider everything. My mind's made up and I go ahead and vote. If my mind isn't made up, I'll take some time while I'm sitting there and go, okay, do we do the eeny, meeny, miny, mo? Do we flip a coin? What do we do? Okay. It's politics. If you break up the word politic, poly and tick, we know poly means many. And then we have tick. And we know what those are. Yeah, those are bloodsuckers. And so many bloodsuckers. Well, that's one way to look at it, okay? It's just crazy out there. It really is. No matter what you do, there's always something going on. There was a cartoon character one time by the name of Foghorn Leghorn. And maybe this will remind you of the guy.
You'd stop all your arguing and jawing, you'd see my side of it. Yep. Keep that mouth flapping and do no listening. That woman's as cold as a nudist on an iceberg. I don't think this boy's got all his marbles. Shakes his head when he means yes, nods when he means no. Hey, that's a joke, son. Hey, boy, pay attention to me when I'm talking to you. This'll be more fun than a barrel of half-witted monkeys. Pay attention, boy. Say, what's the big idea bashing me in the bazooka that away, boy? His muscles are as soggy as a used tea bag. Listen to me, boy. Pay attention when I'm talking to you. That boy's about as sharp as a bowling ball. That dog is lower than a snake full of buckshot. That boy's just like a tattoo. Gets under your skin. Jack? Pot? Jackpot. Hey, that's a joke, son. Don't you get it? This is going to cause more confusion than a mouse in a burlesque show. These kids.
He sounds like a politician. Sounds like a Southern politician. Yeah, Southern politician. Hey, speaking of that, you know, down in Arkansas, I had relatives down in Arkansas, and it was election time down there, and my mom and dad were down there, and they went to the county courthouse. And down there, everybody stands around, makes a big party of it, and they count the ballots down there, and they announce who the winners are. They don't really do that up here, but down there, it's a big social event down in Arkansas. And I can imagine that Foghorn Leghorn character talking in front of the courthouse. Kind of interesting. What else do we have going on here? Well, speaking of politics, oh, I'll tell you what, we had one. Oh, I'm trying to remember. I say, son, we got all kinds of stuff. Well, we have, we have Fact-Checking Politician with Earl Pitts. Here he is.
You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me so mad? I just want to leave a trail of blood from a zombie camp. I don't know if y'all been paying attention, but we're just a week or two away from the presidential political year starting in earnest. I don't know if I can take this. I mean, we're about to be standing in more bull crap than a clown at the rodeo. So grab your shovel. It's about to begin. And here's what I find funny about politics. You ever seen after these backslapping weasel idiots have a debate and make a speech, media goes, well, we're going to fact check what they said. Really? Looking for facts in politics today is like looking for fly poop in pepper.
Woo!
Good luck. Used to be fact-checking politicians meant looking to see, you know, what they said was true. Today, it's looking to see if anything they said was true. It's not. In fact, when Pinocchio tells a lie today, the Washington Post gives him two Hillarys, a Trump, and a Cruz. Our greatest president ever, Abraham Lincoln, once said, you can fool some of the people all the time and all the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. He was wrong. How else do you explain America today? How do you explain Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? I mean, I've seen grifters and gypsies with more integrity than these two. I don't know. Maybe people were smarter back in Lincoln's day. Today, people are idiots. We'll fall for anything. And this year, we're going to prove it. Wake up, America! I never thought I'd say this, but either of these two lying knuckleheads get in there, they're going to make Barack Obama look like George Washington. I weep for my country. I'm Earl Pitts, America.
Wow, that was Earl Pitts. What a character. And I'll tell you what, I kind of weep for America right now. I kind of wonder what happened. I mean, growing back up in the 50s and the 60s, we had all kinds of stuff going on. But back then, people were, for the most part, honest. We didn't have a lot of the crazy crime. And now we've got all kinds of shootings. We've got all kinds of drugs and everything else. And we didn't really have all of that back then. And now you look at what's going on today. And sometimes you wonder, can I walk down the street at night without getting mugged? You know, one time I was really scared. I don't scare that easy, but I was in Clearwater Beach, Florida, and I was walking downtown from out in a residential area. And I'm walking down the sidewalk, and I hear footsteps behind me, and I turn around and look, and there wasn't anybody there. And I'd go on a little bit farther, and I'd hear more footsteps. And I'd turn around, and all of a sudden I saw an arm duck behind a tree. You know, one of those big, tall palm trees. Well, about that time, I was close to a 7-Eleven, and I crossed over Gulf Boulevard, which was a four-lane highway, and it was a major one in Clearwater Beach. And I cut across the street, and I went into a 7-Eleven, and I acted like I was buying or perusing, I'll put it that way, newspapers and magazines. And I kept looking across the street. And I saw this guy walking around, and he's looking around, and he finally left. Well, at that point, I waited till he was long gone. And then I decided, okay, it's safe for me to walk back, and I'll walk back on this other side of the street where I was at. And it might be a little bit safer. You never had to do that back in the 50s and 60s. And now you have to have what they call situational awareness. You have to know what your surroundings are. If you're out walking at night and you don't know somebody and people are acting strange, I mean, do you have your cell phone on you? Are you talking on your GMRS radio? Things to think about. The world today is not the world of back then. And it gets scary. And so, you know, people say, well, why do you talk about preparedness? Why do I talk about situational awareness? Okay. You have to do that. You have to know, okay, I'll dial 911. Sure. But what happens if somebody knocks the phone out of your hands? You have to be able to basically defend yourself, okay? Know what to do and how to do it. And you only do that through practice. So, that's our little education for tonight, okay? I don't do a lot of educational things here. But you know what I mean, guys. Sometimes they say it was the best of times and worst of times. I forget the novel that was written. It wasn't Tolstoy. It could have been. I don't know. It's so far back. It was back before my time. I know that. But we have to be serious about what's going on sometimes. Let's see what else is going on. Well, we did Foghorn Leghorn. And we did Earl Pitts and Politicians. Maybe we need to have a little bit more laughter. You know, there was a comedian by the name of Foster Brooks, okay? And he always acted like he was drunk all the time. And they were having a roast for a politician. And the roast was for Hubert Humphrey, who was running for president of the United States. And they had him on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, but it was their roast. And they were going to have a good time on this show. And they brought Foster Brooks out to talk about Hubert Humphrey. Well, here's how it goes.
Boy, he's a big guy. He's about 6'12". Thank you, Senator. And now, Senator Humphrey, we're very pleased to have with us the man who managed your campaign for
presidency in 1968. Your closest friend and political advisor, Mr. Foster Brooks. I can't figure out how
the heck we lost.
The only way I can figure it out, it must have been simply
bad timing.
You just happened to be running for president
the same day Nixon was.
One day, either way, you would have been a shoe, Julia. Then instead of Tricky Dicky, we'd have had you be the booby. Came pretty close. If one half of a person out of every 100 people who voted for Nixon had voted for him, for the senator, we would have won, that's all. Just one half
a person.
And if he voted for Nixon, you can guess which half the person it was. Has Mr. Sinatra here just told you? Be one of the senators' closest friends. Whom do you think drank all the punch that Hubert says, please ask? My friends, I taught him everything he knows about politics. Before I got a hold of him, he thought Henry Cabot Lodge was a motel. And that Barry Goldwater was a urologist. So I can assure you that Hubert Humphrey would have made a wonderful president, just as he made a wonderful vice president. And did you know that he was the most active vice president we ever had? He used to get up at 6 o'clock every morning so he could run down and collect his unemployment insurance.
Oh.
And unlike other politicians, you never hear any stories about Humphrey and broads. And I don't know for Washington who wanted to pay them all off.
Oh, man. And Foster Brooks really didn't drink, but he acted like he did. He never drank. And you think Dean Martin would drink? You thought he would. It was iced tea. Like, this is water. Run through a Berkey filter, if you know what I mean. Wow. Foster Brooks was a good comedian. He really was. I've got some more stuff here. And let's see what we've got. Oh, yeah. Johnny Carson. You have to look at some of the stuff that was going on in Johnny Carson's show. And let's see who I've got today.
Here he is, friends. He got his suit back just in time. No matter what happens in his life, he gets absolutely no respect. Would you welcome Rodney Dangerfield?
What a crowd! What a crowd! Thank you very much. All right, I knew that, you know. Now, you know me, I love crowds. I mean, when I was a kid, my house was always crowded, always people around. You know, I come from a big old-fashioned, hard-working, stupid family. That's what I come from. What a dumb family I got. Are you kidding? I looked up my family tree. I found out I'm the sap. My old man, he was dumb, too, my old man. He worked in a bank. They caught him stealing pens. Are you kidding? What a family. They want to use my family to make a sequel to Roots. They want to call it fertilizer. Now, I tell you, there's always something, you know. Well, my doctor told my wife and I we should enjoy sex every night. Now, we'll never see each other. I mean, my wife, I go for her. The trouble is, she don't go for me. When my wife makes love to me, there's always a reason for it. Yeah, one night she used me to time an egg. And my wife, she keeps me broke, too. It cost me $2,000 for her nose job. I'm sorry I punched her. No, I tell you, nothing goes right, you know. Well, yesterday was a beauty. I asked the cab driver, where can I get some action? He took me to my house. There's a lot of things going on around my house. Well, the other night in front of my house, I saw a guy jogging naked. I said to him, how come? He said, because you came home early. I mean, I tell you, my house, I can never relax. I got a kid home, he's getting worse. I got a real mean kid, you know. But he scotch tapes worms to the sidewalk, then watches the birds get hernias. Kid, you kidding? My neighborhood, that's getting worse, too. I live in a tough neighborhood, you know. My neighborhood, you see guys bowling overhand. What a neighborhood. Well, last week they put some new sidewalk in front of my building. I remember when I was a kid, I put my handprint in the wet cement. I forgot I'd do it again. I'll tell you, it's a weird feeling put your hand in cement and you feel another hand. Well, I tell you, my neighbor, I don't get no respect either. No respect at all. You kidding? But no respect from anybody. That's the way it works out. Well, I bought some rat poison. The girl asked me, should I wrap it up? You're going to eat it here. I mean, the girls always gave me a hard time. I'm not a ladies' man, that's why. You kidding? I know I'm ugly. I stuck my head out the window, got arrested for mooning. Well, my foster child saw my picture, now he sends me $10 a month. And I was an ugly kid, too. I worked in a pet store, the people kept asking how big I'd get. Now, I went through a lot of things when I was a kid. I wore my father's hand-me-downs. It was rough. I had to unzip my fly to blow my nose.
Okay, I went through plenty with the first time I hitchhiked, I got beat up. I used the wrong finger.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. Rodney Dangerfield at his best. Oh, yeah. He gets wild sometimes. And I'll tell you what. He is a character. You know, you laugh once in a while. You got to laugh with what's going on in the world. Because stuff is crazy out there. It really is. And there's always stuff going on that just... I don't know. We just have to sit back and enjoy life a little bit and have a little bit of fun. Well, speaking of fun, here's Roy D. Mercer. Good old Roy. Uh-oh. What happened to Roy? Oh, my God. It can't. It stopped. There it is. Well, what's going on here, Roy? Well, he's pulling a prank. He would call people up and do this kind of stuff, and they'd put him up to it, and he would get them all worked up. Last week, he was talking to the police chief, and he got him worked up, and he got so excited that the chief secretary came in and wondered what the heck was going on. Well, that was Roy D. Mercer. And something happened to the audio. I don't know what it was. Well, Anyhow, guys, so much for the show tonight. With all this seriousness going on, what you have to do, guys, is what you need to do is really take a look at the Wrinkle City Gazette, because the Wrinkle City Gazette happens to be on Weebly, and there's a lot of jokes and stuff there, and I know that I had a bunch of people ask me about that, and I said, well, yeah, I can just go ahead and get it to you, and you can just go online and see it. And this is from 2014, and I printed some of these off and gave it to them, and they really got a kick out of these things. A lot of stuff going on, especially with the Dyslexia Brothers painting signs, and also what's going on with the school system and the Shits industry sponsoring the third annual Great American Outhouse Festival. You have to read about that one. And, you know, Bubba's Big Barbecue is in trouble, and different types of things going on at the golf course. And, of course, there's always Happy Buns Clothing Optional Society, and they're getting ready to close the camping season for the year. Okay, they're only going to accept weekend campers until November. So you have to go and check that out. And remember, support Bingo. Keep Grandma off the streets. You have to do that. There's all kinds of stuff in the Wrinkle City Gazette. And where do you get it? Well, guess what? Wrinkle-City-Gazette.weebly.com. And all you have to do is go there. You can see all the editions from way back when. Okay? And they're free. So you can sit there and enjoy them at your leisure. Okay? Part of my sick humor, I guess. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I've got for the show tonight. But during the political season, you know, keep an open mind and don't make up your mind until you go in the voting booth and go and vote, okay? But all this hoopla is on TV. I don't know. I have a feeling it's a show. It's a big show that's out there. And I guess we're going to be a part of it. So use your brains. Vote your conscience. Listen to everything that's out there. And we'll talk to you next week, okay? And we'll have some more comedians on and different things. See ya. Have a good week, and we'll see you on Money and Change Sunday at 7 p.m. live. I guess it's live. Of course it's live. See ya. Have a good week. See ya.